Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to talk about prayer. And hopefully our desire is that we understand prayer is communicating with God, and we grow deeper in that communication. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6, get up, take your mat, and go home. Those were the words of Jesus. He spoke those words to a paralytic. And guess what happened? Maybe you guessed it, right? The man got up and went home. That's the background to our passage today. Let me read the whole passage, and then I'll make some comments. But that you may know the Son of Man, this is Matthew 9, 6 through 8, but that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, rise, pick up your bed, and go home. And he rose and went home. And when the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men. No wonder the crowds were filled with awe and praised God. You would have praised God right along with them had you been part of the crowd, right? But wait, you are part of that crowd today. Don't get stuck in thinking that praiseworthy power and authority of God is limited to physical healing. What about these things? What about when a person who trusts in Jesus as their Savior, they were down on the mat and they were raised up to new life? Praise God for that. What about the forgiveness after confessed sins, held down on the mat by failure? God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Man, that is something to praise God about. What about when a marriage is put back together? I can only stand with awe when a husband and wife headed in separate directions are brought back together by the power of God. That's down on the mat marriage healing. Praise God. What about when an estranged child returns home or a restored friendship after years of fracture? Praise God for that. Take some time to fill in your own bullet points. God's work today is just as awesome and just as praiseworthy as it was in Matthew 9 in all the New Testament. He specializes in raising up those who are down on the mat. Let him know how praiseworthy he is in your conversations with him. Lord Jesus, never allow me to think that you worked powerfully back in the Old Testament and back in the New Testament back then, but you're not working powerfully today. Open my eyes to see you at work all around me, and open my heart to be filled with awe, and open my mouth to praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.